My number one seller has been banned from advertising for about a month now. This item used to be number one for the term wine glass on Amazon. So it's a top seller, like a really heavy top seller. And so I have been trying to figure out how to get it reinstated. The last thing I tried in last week's video was as I literally put the word censored over the word drinking and tried to see if they would get it reinstated. That failed. And we've since gone back to including the full term on the wine glass. And we'll tell you what we're going to try next. We just made the changes minutes ago. But before I do that, I'm going to actually show you the sales impact of the last change. So last week's change basically took my listing to a standstill. Only sold 22 units in the last 7 days. This is down from 258 in the last 30 days. And I was doing 1,800 in the last 90 days, to give you some perspective. So gigantic drop-off that we've experienced with this listing. So putting the word censored on my listing was terrible. Terrible, terrible idea. Don't recommend it at all. My team and I have been canvassing the advertising policy left and right, just trying to find some sort of way to get my listing reinstated. Now mind you, there are hundreds of other products that have similar sayings as mine that are currently being sold through advertising on Amazon. So it's one of those unfair policies that's getting hit on me right now. In the latest response in our case log, they said, hey, regarding your product, our internal team has reviewed this ASIN and determined the product is in violation of our sponsored ads creative acceptance policy. Products that promote drinking of alcohol are not allowed. Your product says, I'm not drinking alone, and also your title says wine. It's related to alcohol, and that's why it's been rejected. So we've gone through a lot of different changes. Like, we removed pictures of anybody holding the glass. We removed the A-plus content. We went down to a single photo and basically determined it wasn't the photos, it wasn't the glass, it wasn't the word drinking. It was the word wine, most likely. So we've now removed the word wine from the title from every piece of content on the listing. Now, mind you, I could have just allowed this item to be banned from advertising and accept it for what it is. But I'm sitting on a lot of inventory for this item because it's been a tremendous seller. Like, you know, I was selling, you know, 1,000 of these a month, and now I'm selling 22 a week. So I'm trying to recover its glory days instead of just accepting, you know, mediocrity, if you will. And also using this as a way to demonstrate how to work within the Amazon policies and, you know, squeaky wheel gets the oil, so to speak. So documenting the series here on, like, what we're attempting, why we're attempting it, hopefully you can gain some value from this. But it can be very difficult to recover an item once it's banned on advertising. I got several comments and ideas from people on what to try. One of those comments was, hey, just close the listing and reopen it. Tried that. That didn't work. We've also tried deleting the listing and reloading it. That also doesn't work. So short of like creating a new ASIN, that would be the only way to get this item reinstated unless the ads policy team releases the ban. So going back and forth with the ads creative policy team is very difficult. We're calling daily. We're filing tickets. We're filing multiple tickets, doing everything we can to get them to reverse this ban. Because when you go onto Amazon and see that basically when you search the term social distancing wine glass, you can clearly see there's three other glasses that have red wine in them right here on two of them are being advertised. And mine, which is ranked organically number one for the term, is not. And it's not allowed to be advertised. So it's not fair that my item is gone, but theirs are present. And a lot of you as Amazon sellers can experience that fairness gap when policies are adhered to your account, but not equally across all accounts. And so the question is can we recover our item, or would we be better off just trying to get everybody else taken down? I'm a firm believer that I'd rather just get mine to get back up, and that's kind of the angle we're focused on. So a little bit of a difficult thing, a little difficult journey, but hopefully you guys can learn from some of the troubleshooting techniques. One time I did a troubleshooting video on how to get a hidden suppression fix. That's when they were removing my organic indexing entirely from my listing, and it turned out you can't use the word gift in your title. If you're curious about that video, I'll link it here. And I had to do like 50 edits across all of my items to see like which thing is causing the problem. Because you call into support, they don't know the answer. They don't tell you what the answer is. And so like support lets you down. You're on your own. You got to just keep trying different things. And so it's all about grit. So if I accomplish this, it'll be after 4 to 6 weeks of effort in contacting support, testing different things, basically ruining my sales on this listing as part of the test to see what is actually going to work. And then documenting that so you guys can see some of those troubleshooting steps and see if you can also duplicate our efforts. So my name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. If you leave a comment on this video, I read every single one of them. Got a question about an ad ban or something else, leave it on my comment section. And if you need any help with Amazon, head over to myamazonguy.com. Thanks so much for watching.